Blog Talk Radio.
We are here.
For new homeowners, a football game can really bring out the parent in them.
It's smart we parked near the exit.
Absolutely.
There you go. That way.
Let's put away the parking talk maybe for a minute.
Parking is where the money is, though. You imagine what this place pulls in on parking alone.
All right, no more talking about parking lots.
A lot of these are compact spots.
It's not pretty.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
We still planning to head out around the third quarter.
Let's not talk about leaving before we're actually at the game.
Watching this was a great first step to unbecoming your parents. The next step is, well, watching some more.
Okay, we're almost there.
What is that?
Seat cushion?
Back support.
Give me that. What? Are we going to a football game or going camping?
Football game.
Good evening. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for another episode of Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on ONE Dynasty, here for our 2,954th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and our 1,323rd episode of Damon Network. Tonight, I have a very special guest with me tonight, Frederick Beatty. He's going to be sharing a little bit about his brand. We're going to be talking about the power of collaborations. I tell you, I've been affectionately known in these social media streets as the queen of collaboration, and I truly want people to truly understand that it's power in collaboration. So tonight, we're going to be sharing about collaboration, and then we're going to allow my brother Frederick to share about his platform, and then we're going to drop a nugget about our book that just dropped on December the 7th. I want Brother O to drop a song for us before we bring up my special guest on tonight. Our conversation tonight is going to be brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Forgot to tell you guys, we are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. I cannot leave that out. I want to thank Looking Glass Entertainment. Brother O, can you drop that song for us, please?
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. Them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment, we are broadcasting live from Lagos. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Please press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, in 2012, I truly didn't understand when God dropped that word, Jeremiah 29:11 in my spirit, and he had placed me here with a purpose, and truly to understand that and to endure the things that I endured. 2019, I lost my dad. 2020, I lost my brother. And then here I am in 2021, I lose my best friend, my big brother, my first cousin. But yet God reminded me that he was preparing me, positioning me, and posturing me for just this season that we're getting ready to walk into. So 2022 is your year. For those that are wondering why you had to endure all that you endured, but you couldn't give up. I'm so honored today to be here with my big brother, Frederick. I want him to come on and introduce himself and share just a little bit about Frederick Beatty. And then we're going to jump into this conversation tonight on collaborating and the power in collaboration. Welcome, my brother.
Oh, man. Thank you, sis. I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. So for those people who don't know about who I am, my name is Frederick Beatty. I am an author. I am a podcaster. I'm an advocate for domestic violence and mental health and also for human trafficking. I am the owner of Trailblazers Radio, which is a podcast platform I am the author of now 5 books. Three I've co-authored and 2 that I've actually written. And I am very, very glad to be here and be in the presence of my little sister and just to enjoy this night and just chop it up and have a great conversation. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And I knew you was going to go quick, and I knew you was going to be brief about sharing because you are the type of person that does not like to talk about yourself.
Nope.
From day one, you have not liked to share about Frederick. Frederick is an amazing poet. He's an amazing writer. I tell you, when I first met Frederick, it was, wow. I don't think it was on good terms. I think we may have exchanged words, but then we became sisters and brothers because we understood what the bigger picture was about. I tell you, Frederick can be hard sometimes, but he's amazing. And I'm so glad that he stepped out on faith and believed in himself. I'm reminded of my brother O's testimony about this very network and how he wanted to throw in the towel. And I'm glad he didn't, because if he had us, we wouldn't be here tonight. And I think back to when you probably didn't even think that you would be able to do broadcasting, and you didn't think that you would be able to have a show, but yet you have a network. I want you to share, because there are people out there that are listening right now that think that they're not worthy, they're not capable, and that they can't. I want you to share what this journey's been like.
Oh, man. It's been amazing. It's been a combination of amazing. It's been frustrating. It's been long, harrowing. There have been sleepless nights and restless days. There have been days where I didn't think I was confident enough to do this. Any of it, actually, writing, podcasting, any of it. There have been times where I've questioned my abilities as a person. There have been times where I've questioned my purpose and where I'm supposed to be. And I wouldn't trade any of it, to be honest with you, because all those things have brought me to where I currently am right now. And I am truly blessed and fortunate to be connected to such wonderful and and great people such as you, such as Monica, Sheena, so many great people that I could name. But if I start naming off people, it'll probably take up the majority of the show, and I don't want to do that. So I'll just keep it like for all those people that has been around and been in my circle, in my corner, you know, and wherever, if you've been supportive of me, I thank you. You know, this journey has been a combination of a lot of things. And for me, I wouldn't trade it for anything, because if it wasn't for all those things that I went through, the negative things, the positive things, the good things, the bad things, the stormy weather, the dark tunnels, if it wasn't for any of those things, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And, you know, of all things, I have to give it up to God, because without him, I don't exist, and none of my platforms exist either.
Like, you really touched on a lot, but you dropped a lot of names, and that alone touch on what we're talking about, the topic that we're talking about, collaborating and the power of collaborating and understanding what that looks like and what that means. You definitely exhibit that. I want you to share, you mentioned some names of projects that you've been a part of. Why collaborating? Why is that important to collaborate with other people? Why do you feel it's important that you not do this alone?
Man, because this journey isn't for us alone. We have to have people to come along with us. The reason that I like collaborating with people, because the simple fact of the matter is, number one, you're able to bounce ideas off one another, number one. Number two, it creates a sense of camaraderie and brotherhood and or sisterhood. And lastly, it's just how I operate. You know, to be able to collaborate with wonderful people, to be able to bring forth great ideas, and to be able to brainstorm great ideas and bring those forth, and whether it's through book form, whether it's through multimedia such as a podcast like you and I are doing, or whether it's through a blog or whatnot, that the dividends outweigh the negative parts of it, because it also allows those two people to be exposed to one another's circles of influence, or one another's circles of people that they talk to and that they deal with. So it also allows for exposure. You know, I would have never been exposed to anyone that you were connected to. Had we not connected, and vice versa. I never would have been exposed to anyone Sheena was connected to, and vice versa. So it broadens those avenues of communication, but it also opens up avenues for, you know, more cooperation, more camaraderie. So those are the things. That's why I feel collaboration is important. A lot of people look at collaboration as competition, and that is true. Collaboration is the new competition. But however, for me, I am never going to compete with anybody. My thing is always to, number one, to better myself, but also better the person that I'm in collaboration with. Because if we can rise together, it's a win-win on both sides. It really is.
Wow. You touched on something, because I was just finna ask, you know, a lot of people say that we can't work together, that we got to be in competition with each other, that you may take my idea and run with it, and I'm afraid that's why I can't work with you. But we got a track coming up, and then we're going to jump back into this conversation. We got a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey Brother O. Drop it.
your brother's doing bad, then you put me on. Told me not to be ashamed of what I got. Never mind, I'm hating niggas up and down the block, baby. Held it down if the bills got paid. Said, go ahead, baby, go ahead. And when God blesses us, I want a Lexus. With a hideaway mansion in the Hamptons. Girl, you must have lost your way from heaven. Could it be for me? You came so far. So nothing like the ordinary woman.
I've been thinking maybe we should start a family. A girl for you and a boy for me.
Imagine Stone said, but guess, would you marry me?
Oh, yeah. And if you have me, I'd gladly give my life.
Today I take the vow to make you my wife.
Nothing temporary.
No, it's quite contrary. Just you and me for eternity.
Boy, you must belong to me.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on Olin Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. I am Angela Thomas-Smith. I have Frederick Beatty in the house. Frederick.
Yo,
so,
what's up?
Answer that question, because I done had a couple people hit my inbox up and say, oh, so-and-so done stole this. So, why we can't work together?
why we can't work together. There's always
a... Why we can't work together? Because, you know, I'm here to break that stigma. I've been trying to break that stigma since 2016, I think. I'm here to let them know that we can work together.
Man, so first and foremost, man, let's talk about that. So why we can't work together, a couple of things. There's always a spirit of jealousy around. There's always a spirit of loathing around, because the simple fact of the matter is, it's always, and I look at it from this point right here, it is like, it's always someone feeling like they're trying to outshine somebody, you know what I mean? And that's the reason why we can't necessarily work together. Because the other thing that I think about is, and me and a good friend of mine talked about this a while back, you know, and I got to give a shout out to my brother, Mr. Russell Tyson. He was like, the reason we can't really work together like that, because we also are trapped in a slave mentality as well. Because when you look at it from the onset and the outset, you know, we're still slaves to certain conditions that we live under and we live by. And that, again, a spirit of jealousy permeates a lot of those things, because when you look at it if I'm trying to work with you and we're trying to make things collaborate and make things better for both myself and yourself, Someone's gonna be jealous about it, and one of us is gonna want to steal from the other. The way I look at it is, if you steal something that's original from me, I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool on that. Everybody wants the house, but they don't want to build the house. And that's another good quote from my friend Mr. Russell Tyson as well. So, you know, everybody wants to build. Everybody wants the house, but they don't want to build it. And that's the thing. We want the accolades. We want the accolades, the fame, and all those things that it comes with. But we don't want to work towards getting that. We don't want to work towards getting that out, getting those accolades, getting that whatever it is that they're looking for. Me personally, I don't want fame. I don't want fortune. I just want to affect people with impact. But in order for me to do that, I need to collaborate with people to help bring that to fruition. And, you know, as I climb up the ladder, I want to bring as many people up with me as I can. But we can't do that because everybody wants to go up and then look down.
Well, my thing is I push people, and you know, people oftentimes ask me why I share so much. Why do I freely give a gift and freely give a that? But I truly believe that that is part of my purpose. It's to push people into their purpose and to let them know that they have purpose. And in the one way that I've come to realize that it takes collaborating, it takes us coming together and pulling each other up, because there may be areas that I'm weak in, and there may be areas that people that support my platform need to be strengthened in that I'm not able to strengthen them in, and they may need somebody else from somebody else's platform. But if I'm not connected to them, how can they get what they need? And that's what I'm trying to show people, power, when you can come together and understand what your position is for that particular whatever it is. Because for those that don't know truly who I am, I truly believe in collaborating and supporting platforms. You know, when they labeled me the queen of collaborations, I truly didn't know what I was walking into. And I truly see now, being able to be an ambassador for different different other organizations and for people to be able to support different things and have different opportunities and be able to share their voice, just like this very platform that we're on right now. Over 11 million people are able to hear us share about the different things that we're doing and the power of collaborating and the power of coming together. I tell you, people don't understand that it's not by chance that you're tuned in to this show tonight, because you're wondering why you had to go through all of the things that you went through in your life. It was to prepare you, to position you, to posture you for 2022. It's your season. It is your season. And the only way we're going to be able to walk in all that he's purposed us to do, us melanated people, it's time for us to walk in. We got to come together in unity. We got to stop the black-on-black crime. We got to learn how to come together and truly collaborate. I tell you, I am super excited to share about our book. That is something that has truly touched my heart. I didn't understand when this book was supposed to release back in, this book was supposed to release, I think it was July, and I couldn't understand when it kept being delayed, why it was being delayed, but we have finally been able to release it, and it has definitely touched my soul, and being able to have the individuals to share inside of this book has been amazing. I tell you, the power of collaborations and the power of coming together, because I know a couple people, they have always wanted to write. Some of them, this is their first time being able to share. So I'm excited. What are your thoughts about this particular project?
Man, so when I started reading it, when I got it off Kindle, so when I started reading it, I was amazed. I was so amazed about the level of talent and the people that have written something and contributed something to this. And I'm like, and each piece is something that is different, and it presents a different perspective of how people view themselves and how they view their lives, and also how they view, you know, the changes that they go through in their lives. And I'm very confident that this paints a very, very, very vivid picture of, you know, what we deal with when we metamorphosize, when we change, when we go through that period of change, because everybody's period of change is different. And each piece reflects that. It reflects everybody's thought processes, feelings, emotions when they were dealing with what they were dealing with. You know, there are some pieces that have a lot of sentiment, that have a lot of value to them, and then some pieces that are very, very impactful. At the end of the day, every piece that's in this book has varying amounts of impact. If you're out there listening tonight, I strongly suggest that you go check this collection of poetry out, because it is very, very impactful, and it will most definitely change your life, and also, you know, have you look at things a little differently.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to thank you for sharing. We actually have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, can you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I am doing fine, my beautiful sister. I am Cheryl LeGrand. What I want to say about collaboration, listen to y'all, collaboration is powerful. It's a unit. And I heard y'all say something about jealousy or envy, but guess what? It's all about our mindset and what's in our heart. And for you to put so many different, whether it's a man or woman together, that's a powerful, and that'll rule out all of that. You know, even from slavery to whatever, it's always somebody that stepped out on faith to change that. And what you are doing now, I'm going to speak for me, and I was writing books, and I'm still learning to be able to collaborate and meet other people. And for you to deal with us on a patient level, a high level, a low level, there's already a change of a break in that. So it's so many of us that was able to share on so many of your different platforms, and I'm truly blessing it. Even with so the little ones or the ones that's being jealous and envy, we're going to let them stay there because guess what? Learn, love, and lead, and keeping our light shine is it's nothing but one person. We are changing that because anything that we do, it has to come from the heart, come from the mind. You keep doing what you're doing. You all keep sharing. And guess what? If it's 500, if it's 200, it will be done when it's with God because God is in control. Collaboration, we meet people, we might not always agree, but to have so many people together, like he said, in different backgrounds and different, even me and battling different things, and we can come together, that is a start all by itself. So thank you all for always inviting me here. Thank you for praying for me. Not just me, it's just so many. And the black-on-black crimes and stuff and starting with the youth and everywhere, guess what? We have to be the one that pray and fast and stop that chain. You just keep doing what you're doing. It don't matter about the dislikes or the likes because God is already in the making. And congratulations on the book for everybody. My name is Cheryl LeGrand. I'm an author of 4 books, a journal, and I'm always on Miss Angela platform whenever I can, even in the midst of lupus, even in the midst of cancer. I continue to push. So everybody have a blessed night, and thank you once again, Ms. Angela Thompson, for everything that you do.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing. I tell you, there's power in collaboration because you definitely don't know what the next person is going through and what they're dealing with. I tell you, that young lady is definitely dealing with some things, but she's always supporting. She's always calling. She's always checking on you. She's always having somebody's back. And I tell you, that is the power of collaboration. Y'all keep hearing me talk about that word, power. That word was dropped in my spirit some years ago now. Can't let it go because I want y'all to know that he's positioned you to be an overcomer by being the willing vessel to empower others through your resilience. That's why you can't give up because it's in you, that will that's in you will not let you give up. When you're called to something, when you're called to purpose, you're called to do something. I'm just excited about 2022 and all that is taking place. I'm excited about all of the individuals that are a part of this collaboration. It's, what, 15 of us?
Yep, it is.
15 of us. And the fact that we can come together and we all have our own platforms. But the fact that we put that aside to come together, to touch and agree, to share our perspectives, our thoughts, in hopes that it would touch somebody. I'm just excited about that. Frederick.
Yes, ma'am.
You would, please, I want you to share just a piece from your section of the book, if you would, please.
All right, let me find it real quick. Hold on.
Well, while we doing that, I'm gonna see if Brother O can play us a track.
Cool, that's what's up.
Crucial Key on the remix. Bro, with Kalani, like, yeah. Alicia.
Say what, Angie?
E.
Come on in.
Roll with a sister or a brother.
Okay.
Feel me?
Do it.
He is my king. He is my one. My father. My son. He understands just what I am. He's my man. I'm here to show you. Number love for you. Let a sister glow you. My brother. Brother, brother, brother.
Yeah.
I just want the world to know about my
brother.
in my heartbeat. Make my soul weak, course I never leave. Speaking tongues when he goes deep. All I need is him. How he pull me in, rough and rugged, daddy do me right. No refusing them, some they like to call him criminal, cause of his style. Hustler, caged by the world, so we live wild. Gotta stay strong, cause we they backbone. And if a chicken try to creep in your coop, she gets slapped on. It's the reality, what's mine is mine. And look, but don't touch until I resign. And everything I need in them, I fiend for him. Fights the heavy nights, either way, I adore him. He never go nowhere without her, he gotta keep her. This is a dedication from me, Angie, and Alicia to my
I hope the Ansi Thomas Smith didn't fall in the spirit, Fred. The music didn't got her. The music didn't got her, Fred.
I didn't fall out.
You know what I mean? The music didn't got her, Fred.
Thank you. No, I was steady talking. I was on mute. I apologize. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on ONE Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I'm chatting it up with my brother Frederick. We're talking about the power of collaborations. And Frederick was getting ready to share a little piece of his section of the book. Are you ready?
I am. Most definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, this piece is my contribution to this collaboration. Before I even read this piece, there was a certain thing that I was thinking about when I wrote this, because there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of things, and there's not enough positive energy in the world for us to lean on to be able to hold on to. So I wanted to write something that had a positive impact, but I also wanted to be able to speak to those people specifically who are going through something. As I wrote this, you know, this message is something that is so prevalent, and it's needed right now. So as I recite it and as you listen to it, I hope that you feel the sincerity in what I've written, and also understand the urgency of why I wrote it. So the name of this piece is called "Hear This." I don't know who needs to hear this, but listen very closely. You are beautiful. You are valued. You are loved. Never let anyone tell you different. I don't know who needs to hear this, but listen to the words that I'm saying. You are more than able. You are more than enough. Never let someone make you feel different. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I need you to understand that your life is worth living. Your life has meaning. Your life is a great gift. Do not allow people or yourself to devalue your life. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I want you to take what I say to heart. This battle is not over. You have fought too long and too hard to give up now. Grasp your victory. It is at hand. If you have heard all of this, then listen to this. God loves you, and so do I. Stay focused, stay positive. Stay encouraged. I pray strength and healing to you now.
Wow. I thank you for that piece.
because somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needs to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
This book really, truly touched me because it was at a time when I lost my cousin, and I was feeling so much pain, and it was just like that word pain was dropped in my spirit, and God dealt with me with that word pain, because there are a lot of us that are dealing with pain. And
yeah,
when that word was dropped in my spirit, that P meant to push, that I had to push past what I was feeling in the flesh in that moment, because there was a bigger picture. I had to understand that my cousin's journey here in the physical was yet over. But he reminded me that he was now an angel, that he could travel on and watch over me. Not only as an angel, he could be my illuminating light, because we all have a light that's on the inside of us that's yet burning.
That's
and
right.
He could be that guide for me to go to that next level. So that pain sometimes is not just to push us to purpose, but it's pain for purpose, to remind you that you have a purpose.
That's right.
That was my piece that I shared and my portion. I tell you, it allowed me an opportunity to truly heal in writing that. Because
oh, yeah.
I experienced so many emotions. I was angry. I was sad. I cried. And then I had to apologize for trying to hold on to my cousin and not wanting to let him go, realizing that his journey was over.
Yeah, that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing.
It was. Monica, who's also one of the contributing writers, during this time, during this process of us getting this book together, she also lost a loved one, a young
That's
lady
right.
that poured into this project and pushed Monica to write. She had designed some things for the project before the project even dropped. So I was charged to honor her inside of this book as well. You know, I didn't understand
right.
why this book was delayed and all of that. But in the delay, you know, we were able to keep their legacy alive. They're not with us here physically anymore, but their spirits live on.
That's
because
right.
they touched our souls. They touched us in a special way. And through collaborating and us being able to come together, we're able to share that. Somebody needs to hear that.
That's right. Oh dear. Oh yeah. And I think the one thing that I didn't mention when you talk about collaboration allows us to be vulnerable in some way, shape, or form. But it also allows for us to heal in the same breath. Because whomever you're collaborating with, whether it's one person or whether it's 20 people or whether it's 100 or 500 people, somebody that is there can relate to what you're feeling and what you're going through. And that allows a healing process to begin. You know, a lot of people don't talk about it in that light or in that way, but collaboration does allow healing when connected to the right people. Now, collaboration is essentially a connection. Let's just keep it 100 and keep it real and talk about it for what it is. It is a connection of people of different backgrounds, ethnicities, and everything else that it entails. But those connections allow us to be human. And they allow us to be vulnerable, and also to certain people within that collaboration. But it also allows us to gain healing in that collaboration, whether it's through words, a kind action, or just, you know, a kind gesture, you know?
Right.
So if someone writes something that is impactful and it affects you in a way that where you can, it allows you to heal in some form of way, that's collaboration, and that person's job is complete. You know, collaboration is an ongoing process. It's an ongoing thing. It doesn't end once the physical collaboration ends, because collaboration also is also sharing. You shared a part of yourself with someone else, and that person that's collaborating with you has also shared a part of them with you. So it's not just physical connections; it's emotional connections, it's energy connections. Those are the more valued connections to me. The emotional and the energy connections. Those are the more valued connections.
Exactly. Those that will last even after the book has been produced and we moved on to different projects, that connection will always be there. We have a track, a dedication track by our disc jockey, our international internet Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O.
Your ways are higher than ours, not my strength nor my power, but by your spirit and predestined plan. You preserve your people with your mighty hand, higher than the mountain peak. Oh Lord, you mean more than
more than the grass that you adorn, more than diamonds.
touch on my face. Mother, let this agreement that shall take place. Mother, the house in which you live. More than the tree you've given us to give. More than the peace and my joy that falls. If it were not for you, I wouldn't have it at all. More than the clouds,
Lord,
in the sky above,
Lord,
more than the flight,
Lord,
of my mind,
Lord,
more than the brook,
Lord,
where the waters flow,
Lord,
more than the shining moon,
Lord,
and the midnight sea glow,
Lord,
more than the air,
Lord,
that I breathe,
Lord,
more than anything I want, anything I need,
oh Lord,
oh Lord, oh Lord,
give me more than
more than my job,
Lord,
my truck or car,
Lord,
you see I'm my provider,
Lord,
that's what you do.
Lord,
more than the sweet sound,
Lord,
of a baby's cry,
Lord,
more than training a
flyby,
more than fish in the sea,
Lord,
birds in the air,
Lord,
more than friends that say they'll always be there.
Thank you, Brother O, for that, boy. I tell you that. You got me going over here. You got me going
yes,
over here.
Sir.
Got me over here in tears. Got me in tears. I tell you, this journey that I'm on, people don't understand why I do what I do. I give so much and so freely. When I lay down at night, I want to be empty. I want to have done all that I can do to show somebody that they didn't just get dropped out of the sky, that there's a reason why they're here, that they have purpose, that there's something that they're supposed to be doing here. And if it takes us coming together and pulling on each other, then that's what I'm here to do, to teach us how to do that, to lead by example, because I'm tired of the stigma, and I'm here to break it. I'm here to lead by example because we are the change that we desire. And we lead by willing to learn. We can't be taught. We lead by showing love because love, it covers a multitude of sin.
That's right.
And we don't just lead. We try to, the grow leaders that will lead others. We're not the ones that want you to get to a point and stop. We want you to continue to grow so that other people can come up behind, because we one day are going to leave this physical plane. And what will your legacy be? What will people say about you? What will you leave behind? I want to leave here. And I want to stand before my maker, and I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I won't stop.
Man.
I can't stop.
Ain't no need to stop, man.
I'm so grateful.
Ain't no need to stop.
I'm grateful for this platform because it allows us an opportunity. Brother O allows us an opportunity to come on here. I knew we probably wouldn't get a lot of conversation on tonight because people just don't want to talk about collaborating. They don't want to talk about partnering. They don't want to talk about coming together because we don't want to support. We won't support, but it's like we don't want to give support. We don't want to give support.
And that's the thing. That is the thing. You hit the nail on the head because if it's, so I'm just gonna put this out here right now because, you know, and first and foremost, I most definitely want to thank you and Brother O for having me on this platform. Most definitely, I truly appreciate it. But I'm gonna say this, you know, platforms like this don't get a lot of shine because all people want to hear, all people want to talk about is the ratchet stuff. They want to hear the stuff that they want to, they want to hear about the drama and all this other stuff. They don't want to hear nothing that's going to be positive and uplifting and thing and something that's going to help make a difference in somebody's life or also help make a produce a change. Don't nobody want to hear that. They want to hear the ratchet stuff. They want to hear the stuff that they want to hear the drama. They want to hear the mayhem and all that stuff. The minute something positive like this conversation that we're having about collaboration and stuff like that. Come on. No one wants to hear that because they think that's something that we're not capable of doing. And that's a lie. We are capable of.
Well, we're not going to stop. I'm not going to stop as long as I'm given the opportunity to come before you guys. I will continue to talk about collaboration. But we're going to end this part of the show before we leave tonight. I want my listeners and those that support this platform to be able to connect with you and some of the amazing things that you do. So please, if you would, share how they can follow and support your platform.
Oh, man. Again, my sis, Angela, Brother O, y'all, I thank y'all so very much for having me on this platform. It means a lot to me. So for everybody that wants to connect with me, I'm on Instagram at Mr_Beatty. You can also follow me on Facebook at Frederick Beatty. For my podcast platform, that is on Instagram, Facebook, and on LinkedIn. It is at you can follow that at Trailblazers Radio. That's Trailblazers with a Z. That's on Facebook. That's on Instagram. That is also on LinkedIn. And also, if you are an author, if you're an author, independent artist, religious leader, business leader, someone who has an up and coming book, business, whatever. If you have a service or if you have a story, I want to hear from you. So please, if you want to get in contact with me, hit me up on my email at trailblazers@gmail.com, and myself, Ms. Coco Fenton, and also Ms. Quint Jones will contact you within 24 hours. And it just slipped my mind with that and with this. And I got to give a shout out to those sisters and also my brother, Mr. Terrence Jackson. They are the glue and the gears that make Trailblazers Radio run. And if it wasn't for them, this whole thing would be for naught. And I most definitely have to give a shout out to Ms. Monica Reese. She has been so instrumental in helping me push myself forward and just so encouraging to me to kind of help me get to where I am, because a lot of this growth is due to her influence. And I can't say enough positive words about her, man. Monica, if you're listening, I love you to life, sweetheart. Thank you so much for being such an integral and special part of my life. I am very appreciative of you. And I thank you so much for that. Again, Angela, Brother O, thank you guys so very much for allowing me this space, this time, and this opportunity. I am truly appreciative.
Well, I just want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. It is now Ngozi time.
Well, before I go into Ngozi time, I want to send a shout out to Trailblazing Radio, because that's what we do here at the Dynasty. We're trying to build networking practices for performance enhancement and greatness. And before I do that, we have a caller on the line before I go into Ngozi time. Caller, you're on the line right now with Angela Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose right here at ONA.
Walking in Purpose. Wow. Peace and abundant divine blessings, spiritual daughter and special honored guest. Wow. I am really blown away. I know that people are ready, and we have to keep doing what we're doing. And one of the greatest threats to the powers that be is to prevent us from coming together, especially as a people, the people that pretty much were stripped of everything that you can imagine, because they know the power of us coming together, right, will once be back in control of ourselves, each other, and this entire planet once again. Anyway, the clock is ticking, so I am the Master Sound Therapist and Master Sound Healer. Matter of fact, I'm the host of the show that's coming on tomorrow night. When my daughter's show ends tonight, cue up, and I'll be speaking about ancient tribes and royal bloodlines tomorrow. You definitely don't want to miss it. Make sure you got a pen and a pad, because one of the things I notice is they like to keep us in a state of ignorance. So the best way to combat that is to arm you with enough tools for you to be able to see certain things and read certain things that's never, ever been taught before. Okay? That'll be 9:30 tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. Thank you.
Yo, JVO.
Yeah.
Get this, Angie.
Man, what is it?
Just go give it to her.
JVO, I know you're not trying to leave this house.
No need.
Hey, Angie. The new boy gave this to JVO, and JVO told me to give it to you.
What is it? Do you like me, yes or no?
Always gotta have the pretty ones, right, Angie?
The way I love too much and I give too much and you take so much, your love ain't got nothing. Your energy, I wish waves on me, said it's draining me until I'm empty. One better day with all your crazy ways, am I loving you in vain? Somebody help me, I don't need negativity.
Sometimes I wanna hate you. Sometimes I wanna grab you and pull you up and tell you I love you and push you away. Oh, oh, oh.
Now, before we go, we have another call on the line right now. I'd like to talk to you, Angie. And it is the International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee for the Class of 2020, Miss Antonia Batts. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
I just wanted to say I enjoyed the wonderful comments of the co-host because she seemed like a positive person, and I look forward to hearing her in the near future. So thank you very much for bringing your attitude and your message, and you have a great night.
All right. Thank you, Tony. All right. First of all, we want to thank all the folks that have not counted robbery to call in tonight to Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas Smith. Right here on these stations. Tomorrow night we have the 2-time Anna Waddell Award-winning host of the year here at ONE, as well as, most importantly, the International Internet Radio Broadcasting Enshrinee for the Class of 2020, Huni Bakatun. And we will wear you tomorrow night on these ONE stations, 9:30 Eastern Standard. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONE, which is Waddell and goes in the process. You can reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladeli Ngozi at Parents Google Plus, Oladeli Malaria Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Walking in Purpose, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments or suggestions for our wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. Dying goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee, Oladeli Malay Wingozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, back to the queen of collaboration around the world, most importantly at the Dynasty, Ms. Angela Thomas Smith. You have 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go to the program.
So I want to thank everyone that tuned in on tonight, even those that did not press one. Frederick, I want to thank you for stopping by. Always, I want to thank Brother O for providing this opportunity for us to do exactly what we do. For those that wish to support me, you can follow me on Linktree, Queen of Collaboration. I'm affectionately known across these social media platforms as the Queen of Collaboration. Please tune in next month, same time, 4 weeks. Love you guys. Be blessed. See you in the new year.